is my maestro. Okay, so for the second time, skills, I need to shout you, my friend. Cause that time of year's come around here again. Plus a bunch of people round from my ends are telling me they want the UK wrap up for 2010. Now, End Up's campaign for bullying to quit until Dappy's voicemail of him bullying a chick. Though they proved it wasn't time up yet. With three number one albums in a row, that defines success. The Plan B's in need of a celebration. For real, this whole year's been reeking of elevation. From movie screens across the nation to having kids who can't research for the meaning of defamation. This year a lot of decisions were hard to make, like who's a better singer, Cher Lloyd or Chardonnay? Hay versus Harrison actually got us hype until we watched it like, wait, this is actually not a fight. It looked wrong like my chipped up teeth and lasted about as long as that low-key and chipmunk beat. The underground handed backpacks in while gigs proved the critics wrong and showed them all what the cat dragged in. As for England's performance at the World Cup, the way that man played, it felt like they never even turned up. Who else felt Rooney should have stepped aside for good? Instead, this fool got caught doing the Tiger Woods. George Michael's locked up, Gazza's drinking and driving. And I'm telling you as if that's surprising. We learned most of Messi with their business. And also to never introduce John Terry to the missing. Before WikiLeaks were trying to bring the truth, Charlie Slough was blasting off with them fire in the booth. Salute to you for showing talent matters. As long as you promise to never invite them Yo Valley rappers. The Pope paid a little visit that cost the country 20 mil and most are still waiting for the visit. Spacey caught a win, though the voice on that girl was annoying as hell and made you want to poison yourself. She still gained respect from most people. And big up to Rinse FM for going legal. There's a royal marriage on the way, but I swear there's more excitement at the fact it means we get another bank holiday. Before that great news from Kate and William, who remembers giggling to Caramel's No Chicken Wings? If you see KG or Marston, thank them. They had us all laughing at Shadrach and Amanda. While independent artists struggle to make a wager, MPs like David Chater were making paper. We learned even politicians twist them rules. The same year we found out being a dickhead's cool. Finally, Big Brother has disappeared now. I say that like that's something we really care about. The truth is, we'll just have to face it. Cause even those who hate it were trapped in the X Factor Matrix. Everyone had gone nuts and watched enough. Now them auto-tune and miming fiascos didn't stop much. I should be making this up, but ironically, Ironic found Twitter to be the pain in the butt. Dubstep plays the competition. Everybody in their grand knows the words now to KE on a mission. While Magnetic Man got the people's love too, Pro Green showed he was a monster in the jungle. That's gotta mean that he's big, man. You see what he did with that Next Level 360 vid. How that was done still baffles me, but not as much as Mobo's getting rid of the DJ category. Lady Sub felt that it was time that she came out. Ireland was in need of a financial bailout. England won the cricket cause Pakistan were paid to lose. And it's true, a lot of rappers started making moves. From what I saw though, this guy was everywhere. So we can't deny that 010 was Tiny Temper's year. The kid was living large, he made us pass out and then get frisky, as if it was written in the stars. Plus he brought Labyrinth out the background, who truly let the sun shine with clear skies, no ash cloud. Even Simon Cowell had to respect his vision, signed him up with no need for reality television. Award for most Twitter beef besides a lot of laughter. Well, that's gotta go to Grimes' godfather. He made the net go a little bit wild, even more so when he uploaded them zip files. And while people joined Twitter cause of Wiley, Skepta got the go ahead to introduce Diddy on a grindy. TG still remains kosher. He brought the year's big players on the field, then showed us his game over. While Craig David was still taking time out, Ricky Hatton got caught doing the Amy Winehouse. And speaking of snow, that hit us hardcore and became more reliable than public transport. Agro Santos was eating kangaroo meat, I mean on TV, and it really was a kangaroo's meat. He chewed it like his food. Award to Jesse J for breaking through to show us all she can do it like a dude. From independent turning major, and now she's about to do more damage than the Peckham Terminator. Oh yeah, there's more, but before that gets me sidetracked, R.I.P. Gregory Isaacs. Remember Lethal B and End Ups were beefing like Lord Sugar and Piers Morgan via tweeting. Shout to Naomi Campbell. Believe there's an unbelievable award that I've got to hand you. The hung parliament formed a coalition. Clegg bent over and Cameron took position. And now the government have plagued us with madness. They're cutting all the funding but they've raised up the taxes. They should have known we wouldn't go quiet. No wonder student demonstrations turned into some full blown riots. We had to act colder cause them cutting benefits was messed up. And that's worked to Wagner's bad shoulder. While people said Ayo from the family couldn't rap, Devlin definitely put Dagenham on the map. And D-Double's name flocked the streets like the pigeons when he dropped the Street Fighter rhythm. For the World Cup bid, we sent the three Lions to learn it's either been rigged or someone's been lying. I hope Susan Boyle inspired some people. She did something that ain't been done since the Beatles. Look out for my Maestrogen, the album you'll be getting from me. You know that's bound to get a mention, cause now we're at the ending. A shout to those out that I'm forgetting.
Tell them, Mice.
Welcome to 2011. 11.